Showcase. What up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of SKE Soundcast. As always, I am your host, Jack Zilla. Thank you for rocking with us once again. First and foremost, let me introduce to you the man himself, the man, the legend, none other than Sananu Kofi Apatu, who is leaving us very soon, but not just yet. Nanu, what up, man?
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Actually, I'm the host. Jack needs to stop fronting. You know, I don't know what happened last week that Jack he was temporarily in the hospital checking his heart, because, you know, old age, his cholesterol is a little crazy, ladies and gentlemen.
Nah, actually, you be killing me with your song selections, bro. So I just wanted to take a break. I needed to take a week off.
Yo,
yeah, with your bad, the bad music that you be choosing, man, that be just be messing me up. But yo, anyway, man, I want to personally apologize to everybody. We didn't, for not releasing an episode last week. Had some things I had to take care of, but as you see, we're back in action. So, yeah, man. So let's go ahead and get into it, man. What do we have? I know we're gonna kind of shorten it up a little bit, like a few less songs, simply because we want to play more of the live segment. So what we're going to do is we're going to introduce the first three songs, then we're going to go straight into the live segment, and then we're going to do some more music after that. So Nanu, what songs are we going to be discussing today for SKE Live?
The three songs we're going to discuss for SKE Live are Ill Bill, When I Die, Wale, Street Runner, and Crazy Bone, Another Level. These are really dope songs. I don't really care what the panel had to say about them, because they're all buffoons, and I'm the great one. I'm the sex symbol. I'm saying, you guys are going to miss me when I'm gone. Ladies are already missing me. I'm saying, so let's keep it real. Let's keep 100.
All right, we'll see. All right, so everybody, let's get into these songs, and then we'll see you on the live side. Peace.
Outside the gates of heaven, they wouldn't let me in. I wave goodbye as you step within. It's like hell on earth without you near. I named my daughter after you, so when she smiles, it's sort of like you still here. It's kind of crazy how time flies. 25 years since my grandmoms died, but it feels like just yesterday when we was all laughing together. Those happy memories are so vivid, they'll last me forever, and yet you're still here somehow. I still feel your presence, I credit you for my inner strength. I feel it in my essence, in my soul, in my inner being, in my genetics. I wouldn't exist if you hadn't persisted through the trenches. I wouldn't have been a lyricist, I owe you every sentence, every verse I've ever written. Your energy is kinetic. Though I've grown up, I'm still heartbroken, aching to cry, hoping you're the one holding open those gates when I die.
Lives, but years later we connected once again, not just his nephew and uncle, but his homies, we were friends. Though I've grown up, I'm still heartbroken, making a cry, hoping you're the one holding open those gates when I die.
So practice to be my mama's mating. These niggas lame and uneducated and constipated. When I relay it, every statement should be the defecation. My dinner made by respected Asians, I dress amazing. My shirt's so crazy, I get away with some sketches shape up. Such a lie, for I couldn't get up all these nights. Number 5 Tokyos don't even know the price. Bitch, we ballin' like we ain't harvesting for tomorrow. We ain't no gangsters, but we gon' mob up before we borrow. Gold bottles, flow getting me Asiago. We're braggadocio like Randy Macho Man or Tuxaro. I'm a Slim Jim, is designated to your lady. Not a binge friend, I'm sliding in that new Mercedes. Or whatever her name is, she just like niggas famous. And I bet she see the light, no, that's Benjamin Franklin. You becoming is funny, privacy limited, though I'm living with comfort. How can you really do it? How can you really love it when women who never loved you is showing you so much of it? Real niggas respect me, I ain't switch up my image. Real women respect me, they can tell that I listen. And little niggas is mad that I'm winning and got opinions, but got no bitches, won't pop a pistol, pop up and mention. God bless them, a cigar filled with all my stressing. Don't own a mirror, but made a million simply reflecting. Till my respect is on Malcolm X, I apply the pressure. Lukaya closed from my line, I wrote no lying, go check it. And I do this for the culture, and I'm hoping I can motivate and do what big as Oprah. Word, real nigga shit, you might gon' need some help. Hit the scene, guillotine, niggas head of the show. Route.
Like the popo, and that's what I'm solo, go low. I hit a nigga underneath the up. I try to run up and deal, but got dealt with. They get the message. In this rap game, I'm a ruler. Amateur rappers are peasants. Bow with wiggle cheekers, they can press and style. The representative led to the crown. It never has left me, cause the town will always elect me. But I'm dead and gone, my skeleton sit on the throne. Cut to the microphone. Destined to shine since I was born. Defies a mind of a rider strong. Somebody tell me, please, if what I speak is obsolete. Music, they really ain't tripping on none of our dramas, man. Besides, it's profit to make and dollars to rake, and I like Ben Franks. And I love my music, my creative juices run like fluid. Can I like Nike shoes? I just do it. Flow so fluid, don't even take effort to do it. My lesson to student, you never how shine the master. In trouble, the switch of the path of different than the world than any rapper. I'm hotter than hell, my cold as Alaska. Crazy big chapters, the first can't hold me no more. When they get into my mode, it's flow mode. When the niggas off the road, they so slow. Get up in the niggas' soul, but I'm no go. Ride the rhythm is a weapon of mine. So niggas don't go get yourself in the mind, because the flow is divine, it's designed to hit them in the mind. Get me through the grind. So I must have the hustle. I don't want no problems. In fact, when they come through, I dodge them. Real laid back nigga, I swab them. Whether the brain cray is a monster. Don't need a sponsor. How about present myself, Obama? Yes, we can say yes. So sick with it, all I can think of. My future is definite. It ain't no saving myself. My illness is contagious. I'm infecting them y'all like rabies. I'm an epidemic of outrageous. Keep on flipping, nigga, I got pages. What you gonna do?
Somebody tell me, please, if what I speak is obsolete. How come so many shine up that they copy me? On another level, so I take them to the other side.
Concentrate, believe I'm a beast, a monster, savage, the rappers, competitors barely came to do damage. The last man standing, microphone banded. Niggas can't stand it, that's how I planned it. Man, it's still gone buzzing, harmony and all my fans. Still feeling for all the D-G-H-U-G. You can make it, I'm immortal. No lesson like if I was in the portal. You better get winded if you want to contend. Get the strip for 10 men when it comes to the pen, like goes in. And anybody going against me don't win. So think about it, going against me, no sense. Who's slicker than the man? Put your money where your mouth is. Take it as a hand, then put it on the wood. Then I'm putting work on your ass like I'm this man and fresh out the hood. A bastard style, nobody had this. It originated from the band. Certified. It ain't too many niggas that ain't heard of mine. It's the perfect rhyme, by the time I can finish it's curtain time. I rap but I stay on the dirty grind. My murderous vibe, I murk your mind. Search your find.
Great jack to the level, and I fly by like hot metal.
Got a million beats to settle, so I'm coming better with foot on the pedal. Let's go.
Somebody tell me please, if what I speak is obsolete. How come so many finally shine up that they copy me? On another level, so I take them to the other side.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. And guess what? It's the live segment. And we have such wonderful guests today. Actually, we don't. We have some really punks and some buffoons. You know what I mean? You know.
You sound stupid introing this segment.
Me.
I'm just letting you know.
You sound really stupid.
Jack, I'm doing it. Yo,
no,
what
Jack,
up?
Stop.
We're back. This is SKE Live.
Jack, this
yeah,
is,
I mean,
anyway,
Nanu, I be trying to let Nanu do stuff. Nanu, shut up.
In five,
no.
Four,
oh, no, Jace, no,
wait,
Jace, this
Jace,
is live.
Jace,
this is live, actually, Jace.
So Jack, what were you
Jace,
saying?
Yes, exactly. Nanu sucks at doing intros, so I'm going to take that responsibility from him.
No, you never do
Nanu, shut up. I'm going to mute your mic.
You shut up, Jack.
Nanu, you got 5 seconds. I'm going to mute your mic.
Really? I'm going to mute your life.
All right, so. Like I said, this is the live segment.
What the hell you do?
And we have I'm gonna introduce the panel from my left to right on my screen. First up, AJ, hopefully you can do a little bit better introducing yourself this week than you did last time. So let's try it again. First, on my left, I got my man AJ. Go ahead.
All right, man. Yeah, it's AJ, aka Arthur, aka Arturo. That's my Spanish name. Yeah, I'm here to talk about music and piss somebody off, and his name begins with S and ends in Nanu. That's my goal today, is to piss somebody off.
Shots fired. Okay.
That's what it is.
All there right. it is.
Shots fired.
I got to say, AJ, that was 10 times better than last week's intro, bro. Good job. Good job. You had like
I was
you,
nervous.
Hey, you gave yourself the award for the worst intro of life, basically. And, yeah, I had to proudly present you with that. Next up.
At least I got something.
That's true. That's a lot more than what Nanu has. All right, next. All right, to the right, we have my man Dane. Go ahead, introduce yourself, homie.
Hey, what's up? What's up? This is Dane. I'm just here to enjoy this live chat and just get in on some of this ruckus.
What up? What up? Next up, we have my man, one of Show King's own. Yo, what up? Introduce yourself, man.
Yo, what's up? It's Jace, part of Soul Seekers International crew, part of Dirty Trick Syndicate Worldwide Hip Hop Movement, part of Show King's Entertainment, here to terrorize Mr. Punanu. I hear he's getting deported from Korea. They finally caught him, sent his ass back to Africa. Go back to their ride on them horse flies, you midget.
All right. And last but not least, we have my man, Mr. Longwinded himself, none other than the homie, Will Mitchell and S. King.
Salutations, salutations, everybody. I'm back. My apologies for last week. I was busy helping feed Nanu little kids in Africa since he's on his way back there. Had to buy him a new giraffe.
Oh man, this is gonna be a great show. I'm already. Hey, y'all gonna have Nanu walk off the show. Yeah, Nanu's gonna drop his mic and walk off the show. Straight up. All right, you know what, Nanu? Go ahead, man. Just to make that. You feel better, Nanu. I'm gonna go ahead and let you. Why don't you introduce the song since you chose them? Why don't you introduce the songs and ask the first question? Go ahead, Nanu.
Nah. F that. You know me. Why don't you do it, Jack? You and Mr. No Neck, Mr. Forehead, Mr. Light Bright, and Mr. Ratchet. Y'all are gonna gang up on me? I ain't gonna take this. I don't give a damn.
Nah, I'm over here eating my grits. Stop. Go ahead and do what you gotta do.
Whatever, Jack. Man, go back to your retirement home. Anyway. Gentlemen,
that's
the first track
funny.
Was Little Bill. Oh, shut up, man. I'm trying to talk here. What the hell's the problem? Anyway, the first track was of Ill Bill of La Costa Nostra. La Coca Nostra. My apologies, La Coca Nostra. The track was called When I Die. AJ, Dane, Jace, Will. Is the song a hit or a miss in 30 seconds or less?
That was a hit.
First.
Hit.
AJ first.
Would you want them to all say it at the same time?
Nah. One by one. If hit or miss, or why?
Huh? Well, I heard two hits, but I don't know. To me, that was a miss. Like, I just wasn't. I mean, I'm sorry his homeboy died or whatever happened in the song, but I just wasn't.
It was about his mom's, wasn't it?
Speak up, please.
It was who? It was his mom? I don't know. Yeah, I just wasn't into it. Nothing about it captured me, so it's a miss for me.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, so Dane said it was a hit. Jay said it was a hit.
Nah, I really appreciated the song. It's not, I didn't just like it, I appreciated it because, as you know, Jack, that's kind of my realm, especially when it comes to hip-hop, you know? He really hit real topics that I think people need to be conscious of and can relate to. Hip-hop is not just about entertaining, it's about awareness. So, it's a hit.
Thank you so much, Will. Thank you for that. We have to keep it short. All right, thank you. All right. Now, gentlemen, the next... Hey, Jay, hit or miss?
I would go swing and I really did not like the beat. I enjoyed his flow. It was cool hearing him flow, but the beat just made me want to vomit.
Okay, dang.
For me, the beat was sick. Wale, I always like Wale's flow, so the beat plus Wale for me is a hit.
Okay. Forehead, okay, Jace.
Okay. Big Tooth. I'd say it was a hit. Wale, sick flow, dope beat. The content though was, I don't know, it wasn't as good as Ill Bill, but I like it. I like the song.
Okay, and Longwinded, let's go.
Now, I've lately become a Wale fan, but I wasn't feeling this one. I thought he could have came harder, and it was just to the left for me.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Jack, how do you feel about the song?
You know, I'm not the biggest Wale fan, but, I mean, I like the beat a lot. The song was okay. It was very so-so. It didn't impress me at all. I don't know. I could have done without this song.
Okay, thank you very much, Jack. And the last song, Crazy Bone, Mr. Ohio himself, AJ.
Oh, wait. I feel like my opinions on these songs are completely opposite. I enjoyed this one the most out of the three. Although towards the end, the beat got kind of repetitive, but I just enjoyed it to bob my head to a nod, you know, Crazy Bone, whatever. But, yeah, I say hit, one hit out of the three for me.
Okay. All right. Dane, where you at, Dane?
Go on to Jason.
I'm right here.
Okay.
Okay. Dane, did you, the Crazy Bone song, what you think about that?
For me, the beat was not bad, but his flow is just, it's not for me. Okay. It seems like you're just talking a whole bunch of nonsense. I was like, okay. After about a minute of it, I was done.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much, sir. Jace, what you think about Crazy Bone?
It was a miss for me. The beat was the only thing good about it. His content, yeah. I think he's past his prime.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir.
All right. Am I good?
Yeah, you're good.
All right. Nah, it was swinging for the fences and it struck out. That shit was ass. So I apologize for my language. It was garbage, man. And it was too long. You talk about long-winded, that song was too long. It was like 5 minutes? Come on. Throw that in the garbage. I'm done.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Jack, before whack. I start speaking, can you tell me what you think about the song?
It was whack, yo. I didn't like that song at all. I think he should have left that back in 2002, yo. Like, that's how his flow is antiquated, in my opinion, honestly. The beat was dope, though. I mean, the beat was cool, but it just Crazy Bone just sounds like, I don't know. I haven't wanted to really listen to anything by Bone at all since 99 Eternal. Like, that's the last time I even wanted to hear their flow, you know, and I guess that applies to my thoughts about this song, too.
Okay. All right. Thank you, guys. Thank you very much for your opinions. They mean as much to me as they don't mean shit. Oh, excuse my language. I shouldn't have sworn that. Now I'm going to tell you why I chose these songs. I chose the first song, Ill Bill, because I thought something interesting that Jack Zilla himself, the old man of music, said in a recent Facebook post, which I actually read his post from time to time when I need to be entertained by blah, blah, blah. Now, he said that hip-hop, we need to watch what we say because, you know, it has detrimental effects on the people around us. The Ill Bill track, I thought was real because he spoke about the people in his family and that he lost, and you can feel his pain, and that's one of the things I love about hip-hop, when you can feel the rapper, what they're going through, whether they in the club trying to get laid, so you can feel the frustration he's going through, or whether or not he's talking about one of his homies died, you can feel the pain goes through. And I thought the Ill Bill was a dope track. The remix, however, is better, but we just couldn't find it. Yeah, that's why the Wale track, I love Wale. I always thought Wale is dope, you know. His flow is brilliant. I think he's very witty. The beat was crazy. Beat Billionaire did that track. It was and his flow was brilliant. And he had some great punchlines. I like witty rappers, you know. And as for Crazy Bone, the reason I chose it, I miss Bone Thugs. I honestly do. I love their flow. I love that quick flow where you have to try catch up and everything. And the beat was sick. And I like those guys. I've been loving Bone Thugs since Crossroads. Those guys are truly, truly dope. You know what I mean? And that's my quick opinion, guys. Thank you. Now, here's my question, right? For the Ill Bill track, number one. And guys, please give me, you guys can share your thoughts with it. That's cool. But like, please make your answer short as possible. I mean, how you feel about rappers when they rap about certain things and you feel like it's a false portrayal of their lives? How do you feel about that? That was my question, guys. Hey, let's start from the right. Mr. No Neck, can you please give us your answer first?
All right, y'all can hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
All right, this answer comes near and dear to my heart right now because I guess me and Jack going through some similar things right now with our emotions. I can respect artists that do that, you know, because we have kids and other people that actually are fans and believe this. And that lifestyle is wrong for you to portray something that you're not. No, you can see Lil Wayne claim he a Crip and flip it, he a Blood all of a sudden. That life is not good, man. The thing is, we're supposed to be explaining a lifestyle that's hard, but how we progress from that, you know? And as black people, or just hip-hop culture, we're dying. We're killing ourselves, you know, with the garbage that we continuously pollute our ears, our minds, and our hearts with. So if you're asking me personally, in short, how do I feel about artists that do that? I honestly think they're cowards.
I think Will got knocked off as someone else joined the chat.
Oh, snap. It's my boy, Itu. What's up, Itu? Yeah. Itu, we're recording right now, so you just gonna have to listen. I'll type in the stuff for you to, you know, to comment on later. All right, Will's joining back, okay? Jace, can you please tell us how you feel about it?
The Ill Bill track was what hip-hop should be about, keeping it real, which means just being true to yourself. And when you express, keep it true to you, just the art form, you know? The art form, self, and have some responsibility with what you say. He was true to the people, with the memory of the people that had left. He didn't say anything amiss about them, I guess. And yo, that was reality. That was real rap. That was real raps right there. I'm not talking about bling or guns or gats or crews or cars or bitches. This was life. And that's what hip-hop culture started off being, an expression about the hardship of life. That's what that track was. So yeah, it's a win. I think some rappers get trapped in an aspect of their lives and they can't see beyond it. And that's when they start saying things that have no direction, and it loops back in on itself, and that they can't break that cycle, and it leads to nowhere. That's not hip hop.
That was really an emotional answer. Thank you very much, Jace. I could feel. I thought we were gonna see a tear or something on the screen. That was really,
seeing,
very poignant.
Seeing as recently I lost people, I can feel that track very well.
My condolences, sir. My condolences. I apologize. You know.
It's cool.
You know, Jack, how do you feel? You chilling in the cut. You know what I mean?
I mean, I agree with everything that two brothers before me said. Yeah, I mean, rap should come from a place of the heart, and you know, or it should come from your actual experiences. I find it difficult, you know, because I write too. I mean, I find it difficult to write. Some, you know, write things that I can't really relate, can't really, you know, I'm not really about. Like, I mean, I grew up in the burbs. I'd be an idiot if I, you know, went around writing about how I shot, you know, I'm shooting and I'm doing all of this kind of thing, right? I mean, or I've been in, you know, like I've been in a club since I was, you know, 16. Like I wasn't. I grew up in the burbs. I mean, I wasn't that guy. I knew that life because I had friends that lived that life, but I would have to tell it from their perspective. And I think a lot of artists get trapped in writing, you know, about things that they don't really know. I mean, you got rappers. Look at a perfect example is Plies. I mean, Plies has a college, you know, college degree. He doesn't speak with that southern drawl that he raps in. You know, you listen to his interviews and things like that. Like, he's really not the person that he speaks of, which is why he gets chased out of clubs and chased out of his own video shoots and things like that. Because the real people who really live that life check him, and he can't really live up to what it is that he claims to really be. I mean, I just had a buddy of mine who also grew up in the burbs, grew up in a really wealthy family, and you know, he got caught up in the persona he was trying to portray recently, man. I feel horrible for him and everybody who was affected by it. And I mean, it's tough to watch rappers live that way and live that life. With that being said, the Ill Bill song, you could feel that coming from his heart and from his passion and from his experiences, and I could really relate to that, and I really understand how, I mean, somebody can actually take some experiences like that and really put that into put that on wax and try and relay it to everybody else. That's, I agree with what Jay said. That's what it's about. That's what it's all about.
Thank you very much, Jack. Dane, I'm going to ask you for your opinion. Please, guys, let's try to keep the answers as short as possible. I got some more questions. I got some questions.
I agree with what the three people before me said. To me, music is an art form. And like any art form, the whole point is to touch people, the people that are witnessing this art form. And Ill Bill did just that. And as they said, it's real. You know, then again, we could say, you know, maybe he's trying to fake it, but he did a very good job of faking it. So either way, he made you feel what he was going through, which is the whole point of what we're supposed to be doing as performance. You know, so it's a win for me.
Okay, no doubt. AJ?
All right. Nobody chopped my head off, but sentimentally, yes, I felt the track. I felt him. I felt his heart. I felt it was a heartfelt track, but I just wasn't lured in by the elements of the track, whatever beat, what he was actually saying. I mean, I know, like I said, I felt sorry for whoever he lost, and that was a sentimental track, and that was good. And I doubt it was fake. I doubt he would fake, you know, somebody dying. So, I mean, I'm sure it was real, but I just wasn't feeling that track specifically in that way. But as what you said earlier about keeping it real, you know, people doing things real or fake, I think it's sad that 90% intact. Sorry, I'm going off. Let me go a little bit. LaToya Henderson posted 90% of songs is bitch, bitch, this, nigga, this. Sorry for the cussing, but that's literally the quote. And 70, 80, or 90% of hip-hop music is I fucked your girl. I get more girls than you. I have this car. You're lame. It's about degrading, downgrading, and like literally killing ourselves, everything of that matter. And like, whether you're real or fake, it's still not good. Like, let's say 50. I don't know if 50 Cent is real. If he is, it's still horrible to be promoting it and have kids grow up and actually want to do that type of stuff.
Okay. Thank you very much. Here's my question, though. Here's my question, right? For example, I'm a huge fan of certain rappers that are from the streets, as they put out. They will talk about that street life that they do, and they paint a picture of what they've been through. I'm not talking about the Rick Rosses who were found to be fake, even though he might have done whatever he did, some of the stuff he claimed to do, but that's neither here nor there. My question is, what about these rappers who grew up in the slums, and that's all they can talk about, and that's all they can, I mean... That's all they talk about. That's all they can talk about. I'm not saying that's primarily, and that's what sells. Now think about this, right? For a rapper to make money, they have to sell their product. Now, if that product is the tales from the street, and that's what gives them food on the table, should they not continue it or should they change it? Here's my, should they change it and not be as successful, or should they carry on, stay in their lane, and keep getting their money? Now, AJ, I'm gonna ask you first. And then right. Me too, I'm also going to ask you this question as well, okay?
I don't know. At the end of the day, you got to eat. So if that's making the money, then they're going to keep doing it. But they should know that they have the power that, like Jack, I grew up in the suburbs, but we still had these kids with this fake gangster mentality, probably only solely based off of music, which is horrible. So they can keep doing it. They have to feed their families, but they should just know that it's very powerful and that they are demoralizing, just killing, figuratively or literally, they're killing our people. Like, our music is the only music that is negative in its, like, entirety almost, other than, like, heavy metal, which is, like, all about death. I don't know. But, yeah, our music is the only music that does that. So, I mean.
I guess for me, there's taste and there are taste makers, and as long as the thugs and the gangsters and these, you know, folks are the taste makers, as long as the people who are, you know, pushing this negative music are the taste makers, then yeah, then that is what's going to sell. But it's beyond just the customers, and it's beyond just the artists themselves. It's the machine. There's a larger machine, I mean, that pushes this kind of negativity out. Think about how much more difficult it would be to sell music and other surrounding products if there was, you know, positivity. I mean, if there was more positivity, it'd be much more difficult to make money off of this industry. I mean, but when you sell negativity, look how much deeper it gets. Everybody wants to climb over everybody and have the best this and that. I mean, people are willing to shoot and kill to have these, you know, things, these physical things that are promoted by these artists, these tastemakers that the industry has decided to promote and push. I mean, as long as the tastemakers are those who are pushing this negativity in the hood, then no matter what, that you're right, that's what's going to sell. And not only that, that's what the artists are going to continue to promote.
Thank you very much. Itu, can you hear us? Are you with us this time?
Yeah.
Okay, it's a yes. Can you please address the question that's been posed to everyone? How you feel about a rap and its portrayal? Do you feel that rappers should continue to sell their product even though it may be negative in order for them to succeed? Or do you feel that they should change and not be as successful?
Oh, I mean, like, let's say maybe like with rap music, how I feel is that everybody has their own objective about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have different rappers and people who rap in different sort of like genres of rap. People are pursuing like, you know, let's eat healthy, like your Lupe Fiasco. People are saying hustle hard and everything like that. But like, I think like the overall message about hip hop is that people are just saying like, do something in order to get out of your situation. You see what I'm saying? Not like just lay down and just take life as it is and then let your family suffer and everything like that. Yes, they might not maybe portray the same things that are good for people. Like, oh no, they're not saying like go rob a store or something like that, but they're saying like do something about it. I think that rappers that do what they do in order to get money is the same as people that write books. Like Stephen King writes, he writes horrors, but nobody says that his books are too violent. Nobody says that. Nobody says that, you know what I mean? Like, and all that type of stuff. It's the same thing. Because
I'm sorry, I hate to cut you off. But we just need to move a little quicker.
Well, just to create a conversation, actually, Nanu, let's make this a conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah, but are Stephen King's novels based in reality? It's the same way these artists, music, you know, whatever they want to call it, is based in reality. I mean, you have Stephen King. Well, he'll talk about a girl, you know, lighting herself on fire and running into the middle of a crowd and to trying to, you know, release her demons. Versus you have somebody in the street talking about, you know, I stand on the corner, somebody come in my face, I shoot them because I'm trying to get this car. Like, I mean, that's a totally different thing to me.
It's a totally different thing, but like we must also understand that, however you look at music, it's still a form of creativity. He still had to sit down there and come up with that.
Not when it's actually being an actual tale of reality.
Yeah, I mean, okay, cool, fine. I mean, we have some stories or some movies that are based on reality.
That's a good point.
If you grew up seeing rainbows every single day and beautiful sunsets, when you sit down in your desk and write something, you are going to write about beautiful rainbows and beautiful sunsets regardless. You know what I'm saying? Because like humans are, how can I say, receptors. We react to our environment. You know what I'm saying? So obviously, when you sit down and when your teacher tells you write a story and you're a guy or a boy or whatever, you're going to write about you driving an 18-wheeler truck or a Ferrari. If you're a girl, you're going to write about Barbie girls because that's how you view the world. And that's how you want life to be.
I hate to cut you off, Itu, once again. Will, no long wind, but how you feel about this? How you feel about this?
I mean, I agree with both gentlemen, man. You know, and I'm a person that listens to a lot of music overall, being an artist. You know, I can listen to country and say, why is this so sad? They always talk about somebody dog dying or breaking hearts. You get what I'm saying? And what people need to understand, these artists, it is all about money. You know, I didn't grow up in the suburbs. I was one of them dudes that grew up in the city. I was one of them dudes that did go to the suburbs and rob a lot of freaking suburban cats. But I know how I felt after I robbed them. I know when I seen dead people for no reason, before the military, how I felt. And it kills me that these dudes don't grow up. They never progress. I did. I got tired of seeing that. I decided to move out of the projects, out of the hood. That's the whole point. It's the struggle. That's what hip-hop's about. If you're not in the struggle, you're just doing it, you're on the block and doing all this just to say you did it, it's useless, and we're killing our own generation. So the type of rappers that's out right now, nobody's saying you have to be a comment. I'm not, but I talk real stuff about music, and I think I fairly get my point across. And I've been sharing it with you all. You all need to check it out. But okay.
I don't want to cut you off. However, yeah. Will, here's a question, Will. You said that you're a different type of rapper. You put out your point of view. That's a great thing. Now, this is for AJ. Why is Will not selling the same way Alpha is selling? Why?
You just said it.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of variables. Like, I mean, you can take anything. Being in Korea now, I don't know how long you've been doing music, but you have promotion. You have who you know. it's just too many variables to actually, I mean, say exactly why. Like, but I think it all comes down to promotion and who you know and how you get in and what company you get into, wherever like that.
I think we have a problem with Dane right now. Dane will sort out your technical situation. However, I'd like to say something addressing that. I personally... Dane, you here? Okay, Dane, I'm going to ask you a question as soon as I make my point here. Now, I personally feel that if the machine is the one that produces all of this promotion for the kind of rap that people we don't agree with, why is it that the people in power are not changing the kind of rap that we're listening to? Why is it that negativity is what they are selling? Is it because they want to keep us in a certain position? Do you feel the man is trying to keep us down?
It's about money.
Dane, please answer the question.
Yo, you're making money, so of course, why are you going to change the system if you're making money?
You don't feel they could make money if they change the aspect of rap? Do you think if they promoted Common the same way they promote, what's this guy? Who's this terrible guy? Future, the king of ratchet and blues. Do you think...
Go ahead.
Okay.
I'm saying, like, the type of music that we're hearing, like, up in the clubs and stuff now, things that are mainstream, they're all about beats. As I said, they're not saying nothing of substance. It's just all about beats. And as you said, ratchetness, right? If you've tried to promote Common the same way, that's not the culture that's going on right now. So, of course, he's not going to sell as much because that culture is... not what's mean.
Okay, thank you very much. Will, I saw your finger up. Would you like to please say something?
It's simple, yeah. As a person that's against the machine, it's simple, man. You know, you have artists, look at the society, pull it like that. They'll rather hear pop that. There's women that would get mad at you for disrespecting them, right? But they'll be the same one talking about pop this, pop that. Sex sells, it's simple. Negativity sells. And if you give people reality, you know, that's what they're trying to escape. That's what the artist's responsibility is. You're supposed to give these people a world where they can go to be understood and feel that they can relate to you. However, these artists are doing it wrong because, once more, like he said, like we all agree, it's about money. You know, society's jacked up is what it is. You know? And when it comes down to it, we rather hear pop that and goes in her train, she in her mouth or whatever. You know, it's ridiculous.
Let's just lighten it up a little bit. Let's lighten it up because y'all are getting emotional. I saw some tears coming out.
Weren't you the one just clowning Jason laughing?
Let's talk about Zebras doing some job by
I just about to say that, yo. No one's talking about you, and now you want to make fun of people?
Wait. I was about to change the subject, guys, to something lighter. Look here, Mr. No Neck Rule King.
Talk about chicken spirit.
Won't you eat some chicken just now? I saw you getting all of that chicken. Now, here's my question, guys, you know, and I'd like to know. Let's keep it real, though. As much as we hate the ratchet music that comes out of hip-hop, we love the ratchet music that comes out of hip-hop. Let's not lie. AJ, what is your favorite ratchet song right now off the top? What's in the club? What's the one song that you hear and you're like, as much as I hate the song, whoop, look at that booty.
I'm absolutely embarrassed to say this, but I made a picture about it. My first time hearing All Gold Everything, I wanted to shoot myself in the head, slit my throat, run in front of the nearest bus, and just die. But now, like, it grew, and, like, that shit just turns me to the biggest...
Wait. Did he just make that noise? All right, Dane. Dane, what's your favorite... Dane, now it's your turn. What is your favorite ratchetness song? The king of ratchet songs. What is it, Dane?
I don't really have any.
What? Oh, really?
Come on. Like, I don't really have any. You can do that all you want. It's not going to change my mind.
Moving on, Dave. Itu, what is your favorite, most ratchet song right now? Let's keep it real. Keep it 100. What is it? Itu.
Oh, me? Oh, sorry. My favorite ratchet song.
You like and Nanu got the same attention span. It too. I'm just meeting you. Now I know why you and Nanu friends.
I didn't hear the question. You better get him. I was asking you what's your favorite Rachel song. Just answer the question.
Anyway, my favorite will be Waka Flocka, Wale, and Roscoe Dash.
No Hands. Oh, no yes. Hands. Church. Jack, what is Jack Old Manzilla? You must have 1,000 because you're that old.
I mean,
what is
I was most favorite my favorite Ratchet song right now, I would have to agree with AJ, would be All Gold Everything, but there's only one more that actually I've been playing recently. It sickens me to actually admit this, but it's who's in this song? So Little Wayne and Future. It's the
My Bitch Love Me.
That song.
Oh God.
That song.
I don't know. I don't have any, but literally that's the only part of the song that that I listen to. After that, I don't care about the My Bitch is Love Me, because you know I hate Drake. Like, I would rather listen to Future than Drake. That's how much I hate Drake's music. I would much rather listen to Future than Drake.
And blues. That's what he is, ladies. Jace, Mr. Clear Conscious, rap this short different direction. What is your favorite Ratchet song right now?
For me, I honestly, you know, I can't stand ratchetness. But does Chief Keef Don't Like qualify?
Yes.
Of course.
Yes, it does.
I guess
I don't like.
Yeah, in that case, then that's the one.
Yes, you should see Jay right now in the back. Yeah, back in the background, don't go crazy.
Yeah.
That's I don't like. Thing.
So that's the forehead I don't like. Anyway, I'm moving on. Will King, what is your favorite Ratchet song?
I don't listen to Ratchet music, right? But if I must pick. Is that French Montana pop that I love?
That's what I'm talking about.
Every single female in that video. Did you see that video?
That's what I'm talking about, baby.
Oh my God.
That's what I'm talking about, baby. Yes.
And just for a little bit of reference here, those of you who don't know, my dear brother, he's the newly crowned king of UN Club. As of the last time he was down here with us, he's a newly crowned king of UN Club. Took him down into the basement, and he went crazy. Like, yo, this is my spot. Yo, how come you ain't take me here before, man?
Oh,
you took
wow.
me here and there. I was like, okay. Now we know.
Now, kick. Those are probably the two. Now Dane's back.
We just have to get the ratchet out of him. Oh, okay.
I don't really listen to them. If I hear them, I can go with it.
Oh, snap. You know what I'm saying? Dane guys.
Dane said, don't play that shit in Canada. They listen to Drake.
Now, let me address the question. I have a lot. I mean, Pop That is one of my favorite songs. I ain't going to lie to you. You know, Ass, that's a great song. Cake, that's a great song too. There's so many. I mean, you know, sometimes No Hands, I ain't gonna lie to you. No Hands, Church. I ain't gonna lie to you about that. Like, you know, it's crazy. I remember Birthday Sex, that was my joint. I remember that, you know, but yeah, man. You know, but guys, I mean, this is really interesting. I mean, you know, because it's funny, as much as we may hate the way rap is going in a certain direction, and we all can agree that rap is going in a bad direction, but there's certain elements of rap that keep us, that give us hope. Like, to be honest, we have certain rappers that you still hear and you're like, wow, I still believe that rap has a future. You know what I mean? So my question is now, guys, who do you think is the future, like a great future pioneer? And here's the one person you cannot talk about. I don't want to hear about Kendrick Lamar. You can use anyone else except Kendrick Lamar. Because I know all of you guys are going to be like, hey, yo, Kendrick Lamar, that guy is crazy.
But what if that's true, though?
And give me one. No. I want you to think of someone else. You guys are intelligent enough to be. We invited you on here because you guys are intelligent. So I want you to tell me about.
I invited you on here. All right.
First of all, Jack.
Let's get that
really,
right.
Jack?
Let's get that right.
Jack, shut the hell up. Let me work.
Go ahead. Anyway, I'm going to let you do your thing.
AJ, give me, who do you think is a a rapper that you feel like is a pioneer of hip hop that's going to kick us in a good direction?
Wait. Then you mixed the question. A pioneer that will like.
Like a future pioneer of hip hop, like as in like someone who's gonna, you know, be remembered for so long after their rap career is finished.
It's probably not gonna happen, but I would love to see my boy. Yeah. And I would have changed my answer last week. I would have taken off Joe Budden. I put in Childish Gambino as one of my favorite rappers currently. I would love to see him take off. He's another Canada native as Drake. So I would love to see him take off like Drake because I love his
Gambino.
Music.
Gambino's from Cali, man.
Oh, I don't. Why did I think he's Canada?
Gambino's from Cali. He's not from. I know because he's polite. He's a black. He's a polite black man. Like Canada.
I just think it's
That's not what it was.
Hey, it's Kalerna Theater too, okay?
I'm sorry, Jay. No shots fired. My bad. Anyway, but yeah. I said Childish Gambino, AJ, that was you?
I don't think it would work. He doesn't have the appeal, I don't think, but I love his music.
But he's dope lyrically. I've got both of his albums. He's pretty. All his mixtapes. He's pretty dope. Right. I ain't gonna lie to you, Dane. He cannot be Canadian, Dane. The rapper cannot be Canadian. So please give us a name of a rapper that you think is gonna be big.
I would go with the first part of what AJ said. I don't think anyone out right now is gonna be around for all time. Like, you know, the name's gonna live out, but I know some people here probably won't agree with me, but I like Wale, man. I like the way he's been doing for the last while.
Yes.
I think he's gonna be around for a while still.
Okay. Thank you very much, Dane. Itsu. Who do you think? Who do you think is gonna do it?
Yeah. Wait, does it have to be mainstream or just anybody?
Come on, You know that answer already. Come on.
All right. I would say Currency. Currency. Currency.
Okay, Jack. Jack, who you feel is gonna be one of the big dogs?
If I can't say K-Dot, I would probably have to say his label mate or group mate, Absol.
Yeah.
I'd have to definitely say Absol. Absol's that guy. He's been putting out enough quality music where I think he's gonna take it over for a while.
Thank you very much. Jace, who do you think?
Honestly, I don't know if anybody on the scene currently can do any long-lasting good. I just think they're just flash in the pans waiting to happen. I'm actually hoping that somebody from the underground can just rise.
Bro. Anyway. Oh, really? Really? Really?
Mr. King, what's your opinion?
I'm a bust your ass.
Jace just took your hosting job from you.
It's you and me. I'm a bust your ass. Will
Kunanu, keep quiet.
Hey, listen, go kill yourself.
I feel personally, in hip hop right now, the machine is gonna open up for somebody new, and I would be untruthful to myself and my label if I wasn't to put myself in the ballot. You know, I can't really see anybody on the panel that's in hip hop right now doing much. I do like Wale and what he's doing, you know what I mean? You know, shout out to the Africans, buck and throw some spears. But for real talk, I gotta plug myself. Before I'm done, check out Tattoo, it's doing big. That's what I gotta say. Sananu. Chunk of spear.
Man, y'all wild, bro. I'll be on it, man.
Thank you so much for that, Will. Now I'm gonna move on past that quick. Pray for you, Will. I'm gonna pray that you break a leg. But anyway, thank you very much for being on this podcast. Jack, have you been entertained by this?
Yeah, it's quite entertaining.
Exactly. You know, I've been verbally abused. The internet bully, Will King. You know, has been
all right, thank you very much, everybody, for participating. You guys have done a great job. Nanu doesn't know how to close a show, so I'm gonna have to do a forum. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Jack Thriller.
We're gonna see you guys next. Nanu. Nanu. One more time. 5, 4. Okay, thank you. So listen, everybody. Thank you very much for coming out. Go check out Will's Mitchell and Ness Tattoo Everything. Look for that on YouTube, or you can find it. You know, we're gonna post that on the website. We're gonna post that on the website. Everybody, y'all can come check it out on the SKE Soundcast website. Nice. Yeah, all of that, man. Thank you guys for coming out. We'll see y'all next week. This is Nanu's last week in Korea. So if y'all haven't had a chance to take shots at him yet, you got one more week. You know what I'm saying? You got one more week to do it while he's here. Or as Jace would say, you have one more week to do it in his face. And then, you know what I'm saying, we could go ahead and move on and wish him well. All right? Thank y'all. Right. We'll see y'all in a minute. We're gonna listen to a few more songs real quick, and we're gonna come back.
Hey guys.
Thank you.
Peace.
What the fuck else could happen, yo? I don't think much more, son. Mother, yo. Yeah, seen it all and been through it all, yo. That's how niggas know right now. Lord, the mother for real, for real.
Queen B, baby.
That's the truth.
Lil' Kim.
Yo. Blowing niggas with rusty ass gem and things. Giving the double as I motherfucking claim the fame. Throwing your wetsuit when it rains and pours and all. Hit them with the fall, don't even know them from a hole in the wall. Get at me, niggas wanna clap me. Snitches wanna rap me, put it right where they back be. Keep my thuns close to me, enemies even closer. Sending kites with the Motorolas, yo. Give them the cold shoulder with a hollow tip to match. Bad apple out of the bat, success for gas. Since a little dude, eating niggas full buck 50s. Niggas could kill me, but they coming with me. How about that, send the queen bee to attack. Only your fly bitch like that could leave him relax. Rock him to sleep, make him think the drama is dead. Yo, I smile up in your face, but I'm fighting instead.
Yo, it's the real shit, shit to make you feel shit. Dump him in the club, shit, have you out and out when you bump this. Drugs to your eardrum, the war uncut. Have a nigga OD, cause it's never enough. Yo, it's the real shit, shit to make you feel shit. Dump him in the club, shit, have you out and out when you bump this. Drugs to your eardrum, the war uncut. Have a nigga OD, cause it's never enough. Hot damn hole, here we go again. Light as a rock, bitch, hard as a cop, bitch. This shit not for blocks, through hard tops in the parking lots where my nigga rock like the spark a lot. My Brooklyn style speak for itself, like a wrestler, another notch under my belt. The embezzler, chrome treasurer, the UNO competitor. I'm 10 steps ahead of ya, I'm a leader, y'all some following shit. Coming in this game on some modeling shit. Bitch, you suck cock just to get to the top. I put 100% in every line I drop. It's the Q to the B with the M-O-B-B. Queensbridge, Brooklyn, and we D-double-E-P. Whoa, I wish I lived a life I lived. And yo, prodigy, tell them what this is, done. Yo, it's the real shit, shit to make you feel shit. Lump them in the club, shit, have you out and out when you bump this. Drugs to your eardrum, the war uncut. Have a nigga OD, cause it's never enough. Yo, it's the real shit, shit to make you feel shit. Lump them in the club, shit, have you out and out when you bump this. Drugs to your eardrum, the war uncut. Have a nigga OD, cause it's never enough.
I can never get enough of it. Yo, that's my shit, I need that shit to boost my adrenaline. You rock that shit, that real life shit. Makes bitches wanna thug it, makes the projects love it. You come through like fuck it. Yo, want problems, pursue it, let's do it. Infamous small bosses, check out the portrait at the round table. My thun speaking with his twin ghosts, his gangster. How we rock while you watch, attracted to our style. This is how we get down with big jewelry and big guns. We get busy, it get grisly. Beat niggas bloody, twist niggas frontin'. Get to running for the men's, get to dumping. The fans get to thumping. MOBB got the whole spot jumping when my niggas step in the place. Damn, you gotta love it.
It's the real shit, shit to make you feel shit. Lump them in the club, shit. Have you out and out when you bump this. Drugs to your eardrum, the war uncut. Have a nigga OD, cause it's never enough. Yo, it's the real shit, shit to make you feel shit. Lump them in the club, shit. Have you out and out when you bump this. Drugs to your eardrum, the war uncut. Have a nigga OD, cause it's never enough.
It's the real. Real baby. Hip hop.
And well, we're back, ladies.
Oh,
and
my bad. Oh, do you try to cut me off, yo?
I stole your thunder, Jack.
Here That's we go right. again. That's what here I we do. Go.
I am the one, the great one. You know what I'm saying? Anyway.
I guess since everybody else stole your thunder in the live segment, I guess you had to try to take mine. Is that what it is? Whatever, man.
Anyway, that was Quiet Storm by Mobb Deep featuring Lil' Kim. Epic track, classic. You know, that's the Mobb Deep I used to like. I hate this new Mobb Deep.
disrespecting each other, breaking up. I mean, that's sad, ladies and gentlemen. You know, we're not supposed to break. You're not supposed to break up. Come on. You're Mobb Deep. You guys made Shook Ones. I can never listen to Shook Ones again after having a cold Prodigy and Homosexual. I just can't. Okay, just hurts my heart.
Man,
hurts my heart so much.
You know, I was never really a fan of Mobb Deep. You know what I mean? They have a couple of hits, a couple of classics actually, like this one, Quiet Storm, and Shook Ones, like you said before. But overall, their total catalog, man, I don't know. It never really excited me. It was, I don't know. It's just like, it's two groups actually. It's them and Capone Noriega. People used to be really high on Capone Noriega back in the day, and I don't know, man. I wasn't really feeling them like that. The War Report album, I had it. The CNN War Report album from Capone Noriega, wasn't feeling it. And then just like Mobb Deep, I can't even remember what was the name of the album. What was the name of the album with Shook Ones on it? You remember?
You're asking the most random questions. What was it? Infamous? Was it The Infamous?
I guess. Well, no matter what, man,
I put so many CDs of this. I mean, I'll check it out. I'll let you know, Jack.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Thank you. You say you're the great one. You're the scholar, whatever it is.
Musical excellence is what I do, Jack.
Yeah. So why don't you excellently tell me the name of the album? If it's Infamous, then it is. Hurry up! You're taking too long.
Tell you, Jay.
But no matter what, man. I remember when Mobb Deep came. I went to Morgan State, and I remember when they came to our school for homecoming one year, and they did Quiet Storm. That was actually right around the time when Quiet Storm came out. And actually, the interesting thing about Quiet Storm to me is Lil' Kim kind of outshined everybody else. That was like one. That's one of my favorite Lil' Kim verses ever. And she wrecked Quiet Storm. That was a great song.
Jack, guess what? Let me tell you something.
What?
The name of the album was called The Infamous. I told you.
It was The Infamous? Okay, thank you, sir. That's why I ask you. That's why I rely on you, sir. Thank you very much for getting that right.
Shook One. You know, yeah, Shook One's Part 2 is actually the name of the song.
Shook One's 2? Okay. I remember actually hearing Shook One's Part 1. And I was like, okay. Shook One's Part 2, I remember that. But yeah, no matter what, overrated song, but dope. Not overrated song, sorry. Overrated album, dope song. Dope Lil' Kim beat. Whatever. Shout out to Queensbridge. Sorry for killing your heroes. At least you got Nas. Yeah, man. But anyway, thank you for that wonderful classic track, sir. We appreciate that. And
so disrespectful.
I'm not disrespectful to anybody. You know what? I'm very respectful. In fact, I'm so respectful. I would like to invite those in our audience who listen and love your music to write into SSS. At showkingznt.com and tell Nanu how much you love his music. Tell him how much you're gonna for those of you in Seoul, tell us how much you're gonna miss him, and you know, send any kind of love or hate. If you don't like Nanu, like some people don't, be sure to send him some, you know, some hate mail then, if that's what it is. But no matter what, if you want to get in touch with Nanu or myself, you can email us at sss@showkingznt.com. You can also reach us via Twitter. Nanu's Twitter is The Wolf Speaks, right? The Wolf Speaks at Twitter, right? And mine is Real Jackzilla. So you can find me at Real Jackzilla, whatever. Y'all hit us up on Twitter, man, and tell us what you think of the show. We can talk about music stuff. We can talk about whatever. Y'all can say goodbye to Nanu. Those of you in Seoul can say goodbye to Nanu. I just want you guys to know the show will continue. The show must go on. Just because he's not going to be in Seoul, that doesn't mean that we're not going to still do the podcast. All right, so it's going to go down. So Nanu will still be saying so. You know, whatever it is he's going to be saying, it will be said. Whether you like it or not, you know, whether I like it or not. So that's just the agreement. Anyway, you can also hit us up on the Tumblr site, www.showkingznt.com. That'll take you to our Tumblr. You can also hit us up on the SKE Soundcast Tumblr, skesoundcast.tumblr.com. For those of you who do go and check that the website, sorry for not updating it as frequently as we'd like to. We always say we're going to try to do it. It just doesn't happen. Sorry about that.
And Jack hates on the fact that I want to put up pictures of myself. You know what I'm saying? So
that's part of the reason why I avoid the website. You know, I'm just not trying to see that. So anyway, but at this point, hey man, if you want to go ahead and just rock pictures of your, nah, I ain't even gonna do it like that. My name is attached to this. Don't be putting pictures of yourself up there, because if you do it, you're gonna be putting bare-chested, you know, bare-chested photos of yourself up there, and I'm not feeling that at all.
Yes, Jack, I'm going to. I'm going to be like, don't put Medusa. I'm going to show ladies that work. Ladies, come get this work.
Nah, they're going to say you got something to work on when they see the photo. Yo. That's about, anyway.
Yeah, whatever, Jack. Anyway, you know, thank you very much for letting me know how they can get in contact with us.
No doubt, no doubt. No doubt. Yeah.
Now, it's time for the last song. I got a special message. This song is dedicated to the following people. Dedicated to you, Jack.
Thank you.
CJ.
Mm-hmm.
Will.
Mm-hmm.
It's dedicated to us. Jace, the big forehead.
Mm-hmm.
It's dedicated to every single one that's been on the panel before. You know what I'm saying? They hated on me. I mean, it's going down. The next panel, podcast, you will know my name. And I am Nani. You understand? Understand, Jack? I'm going to put that in another language for you.
I would just... Okay. Go ahead. Go ahead. Click. Do whatever you got to do.
Oh, click. I'm going to click, Jack.
Okay, just checking. All right, so I mean...
Shots fired, Jack.
Shots fired? Okay.
Fired.
Sounds good.
Originally, it does to 50 Cent from Jadakiss and Styles P. That was for you. It's for Will. It's for Jace.
Right,
CJ, Pinnacle, Anna, all of you. Shots fired.
Dope.
This podcast is going down.
Thank you very much for putting this song on there. It's like, is the two actual good rappers from the Lox are on a song. That's good. I'm happy to hear that you decided to leave off your hero from the Lox. Anyway, thank you, sir. Shots fired, huh? All right, well, let's listen to the song. Let's listen to you fire some shots off or whatever it is you're going to do.
Next podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for listening to the podcast. And remember, I am Nani. I am the great one.
You have a laugh like Count Chocula, yo. Anyway, man, thank y'all for listening. See y'all next shots episode. Fire. There'll probably shots be two fire. Episodes this week, by the way. See y'all soon.
Yeah. Hey.
Should I go ahead and start the song now while I'm talking? I guess so. Because I'd rather talk over the song.
Jack, stop it. don't. Jack, you're going to see. That's why the next podcast, I'm going in. With all of you. All right, of you.
Whatever. Anyway, thank y'all. See y'all next time.
Shots fired.
Why even bother, nigga? Ratted on cream. He probably your father, nigga. Yo, you was never a dumb. Niggas knew you was a rat when you made ghetto Quran. Had names in the daily news. Shot you 9 times. You could barely move. You block out the temp shot. Fuck it. Let's hear the dude. Yes, Ja Rule. Took his style and ran with it. Singing on the hooks the same. Bitch, you done scared with it. And don't try to diss a D-block crook. Fuck sales. You hear your boss on a D-block hook. We do shows in New York. Nigga, we not shook. If it's war, get the fall. Put his head on the floor. So we can tell his faggot man how his Reeboks look. Hey, you could all die in an instant. Yeah. For instance. Straight pound and leave your ass smoking like incense. The 4 pound and make your man smoke like a Winston. Shots fired. Man in the hole, nigga. Shots fired. Tell G-Unit the roll, nigga. Shots fired. 9 times to 10th on the door to him. Shots fired. Somebody better tell him we're ruining him. Shots fired. 50 keep running his lips, nigga. Shots fired. Damn, you already been hit, nigga. Shots fired. We don't give a fuck if you rich, nigga. Shots fired. Get the fuck off our dicks, nigga. Shots fired. Get rich or die trying. Was a classic. Now you rich and you trying to die. You's a dumb bastard. We gon' be hesitant. Can't see the beast. Anyone with more police than the motherfucking president. Your bitch nigga, he get ill. Like we ain't know that he cock block game out his Reebok deal. And plus he at the label like, don't let him drop. Let my niggas drop first so they won't let it rock. And bitch me nigga, got a problem with us, come and see us with a gun. Or switchblade nigga. Damn, we thought you knew. Got your shit sprayed nigga. Been pussy since that sheepskin. Fifth grade nigga. Niggas stole your bike. Cause you was pussy. Trying to take your life. Cause you was pussy. Now we gon' take your mic. Cause you was pussy. Left the hood and hide the cops. Just your luck. We the one to fire them shots. Fuck. Shots fired. Man in the hole, nigga. Shots fired. Tell G-Unit the road, nigga. Shots fired. 9 times to 10th on the door to him. Shots fired. Somebody better tell him we're ruining him. Shots fired. And he keep running his lips, nigga. Shots fired. Damn, you already been hit, nigga. Shots fired. We don't give a fuck if you rich, nigga. Shots fired. Get the fuck off our dicks, nigga. Shots fired. Yo, you wasn't real with me. Now you gotta deal with me. I'ma get you to
same tombstone as the real 50. For all of y'all hearers, the bigger the nigga is, the more pallbearers. Y'all be with the cops, with the 4-4 wearers. Y'all scared of the block, same ones that we tear up, so don't get near us. Cause you can never worry me. I know you've been to jail, you also been to therapy. In the hood till they bury me, my fault. I heard you did a shock bit in Lakeview. If my man would've knew then, he would've ate you. How about he was in the bunk right next to you, and I could've made him put a L-O-X on. All y'all niggas together ain't got enough bars for us. Heard a bunch of shit from y'all, none of it was hard to us. Kill his ass if there's no cops and he not wise. Can't come back to New York, nigga. Shots fired, shots fired. Man in the hole, nigga. Shots fired. Tell G-Unit the road, nigga. Shots fired. 9 times out of 10 on the door to him. Shots fired. Somebody better tell him we're ruining him. Shots fired. If he keep running his lips, nigga. Shots fired. Damn, you already been hit, nigga. Shots fired. We don't give a fuck if you rich, nigga. Shots fired. Get the fuck off our dicks, nigga. Shots fired.
Controversy sells, controversy sells, controversy sells, but it ain't like that. I just can't say it any clearer.
Shots fired. Shots fired.